Track 7.9, Reading Time 3, Activity 1. Read the story. What's the connection between the paintings and the treasure?
The Colours of Life.
The Harrison family had a new home in Ireland. It was a big, old house. One evening, the children were sitting in the living room. Alice was looking at photos on her computer. Mike was wearing earphones and watching music videos on his laptop. Suddenly, the door opened and Mum came in. "Come on, you two," she said. "You shouldn't stare at a screen all evening. Go and clean the basement. It's still full of old things." So the children got up and went downstairs. In the corner of the basement, Alice found some old clothes and an old box. Alice opened the box and found some strange paintings. They were beautiful, but each painting was only one colour, either red, blue, or yellow. At the bottom of the box, she found a feather pen, some ink in a pot, and a poem. She read the poem to Mike.
"The Colours of Life. There once was an artist called Jude, whose paintings showed every mood. Yellow was cheerful, blue was tearful, and red was angry and rude."
"What a strange poem," said Alice.
"Hey," said Mike, "there are some letters and numbers behind the poem. They're very small. I can't read them. Let's make the poem bigger."
The children went up the stairs and turned on the computer and the printer. They made the poem bigger and then printed it.
"It's a code," said Mike. "Look, L4. W3, L1. What do you think that is?"
Alice thought hard and then said, "I think it means line 4, word 3, letter 1. That's a T." The children worked out the first word. It was treasure. Can you help them work out the other two words? The children raced down the stairs to the basement. There was an old chair in the centre of the room. They pulled up a floorboard under the chair and there was a gold necklace with red, blue and yellow stones. "The Colours of Life," said Alice.